Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us live now, the newly named Bishop of the Diocese of Buffalo, Michael Fisher, joining us live. Michael, thanks so much for taking the time out this morning and joining us. Welcome to Buffalo.
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you. God bless you.
Well, I wanted to first start off by just, something that's curious to me is, how is this news found out by you? Is it something you've kind of known for a while now and you're working on it? It's an approval process. Is it like a job application? Is it just you're named one day and then boom, you're off to Buffalo? How does that whole thing work?
Well, I haven't known about it as long as you might think. I found out about it maybe about 2 weeks ago. We had the as I said, we had the bishops' conference that was virtual. It was a Zoom over 2 days, and so I was involved with that. And on the second day of the conference, I got a call in the morning from the papal nuncio, to the United States. Archbishop Pierre, and he basically, said, "Hello, Bishop Fisher." He said, he asked me if I was seated, and I said, "Yes." He said, "In a comfortable chair," and I said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, the Holy Father has named you Bishop of Buffalo." And there was a little bit of a pause. I had to kind of catch my breath, and I had no idea. There are always sometimes rumors that a particular bishop or priest might be going to a particular parish or maybe to a particular diocese. And there's always that kind of thing swirling when, your name is kind of out there. But I had no idea Buffalo was my destination. But I didn't hesitate, as I've always accepted any assignment that has been given to me, and said yes. And I'm thrilled. I've heard so many wonderful things about the diocese up there, that the faith of the people, the outreach and the care that they have for one another. I look forward to being a Buffalonian and getting to know the communities and the people there.
In that moment, when you hear Buffalo, what went through your head at that exact moment? Because, to say it's been a rough couple of years for the Diocese of Buffalo would be sugarcoating it, right? And it's been well documented and publicized, too. So when you hear Buffalo in that moment, what goes through your head?
Well, I'm in the Archdiocese of Washington, and certainly, all of our, I think, dioceses are confronted with various challenges, and I have, certainly have been listening to the news and trying to read as much as I can about the issues and challenges up there. I have a lot to learn and to be more involved with. My life is basically has been involved with the care of our clergy down here in Washington and our parishes. So what immediately came to me mind to me is that I had always heard about how Catholic and how strong the faith is up there, the various cultural and ethnic communities, and that's what hit me first. it would be to be excited to go into parishes and to meet the people there. I know there are challenges, and I need to deal with those. I need to delve into those, and but we'll do that. I'm very methodical, and hopefully we'll look at those things. And I like to collaborate with people and communicate. So I think there's a lot of that still needs to be done to bring me pretty much up to speed on what is needed for the care and the love of the people there.
You kind of got a sense of maybe some of the mood, or at least the questions that a lot of people here in Buffalo have yesterday. You met with some of the media during a Zoom call, I know. A lot of that has to do with being open, you know, that idea that so many Catholics here in Buffalo have, you know, maybe felt that not everything is being shared or things are being shielded from the public. How do you plan to address that? I guess how, or maybe the better question is, how long is an appropriate amount of time before we can expect you, you know, newly coming into the diocese to be able to address that?
Well, I hope to jump into them right away. You know, again, I know they're already. First of all, I think what I'd like to say about that is that I think a trust needs to be established, and a trust with the bishop and my good people, you know, so that they know that that what I say is truthful. I know I will need to be accountable for the things that we do and say. I was my training was as an accountant, and part of that is looking for accountability and transparency. So I need to look for the best way to do that, and I hope to establish that as soon as I can get my feet on the ground there and run it. I'm a pastor by heart, and I like to collaborate and I like to consult. So I need that sort of time to be able to sit down with all of the leadership there, you know, the pastoral councils, the lay leadership, the pastoral councils, the finance councils, so that I can get a full picture of things. You just don't want to go into some place and start making changes willy-nilly. I think I need to really study the situation and hopefully make those decisions that are going to be long-term and help the people know that I'm there. I'm there to be open, to be truthful, and to be transparent.
Going back about a year ago, to rewind, you know, what we were dealing with here in Buffalo with the former bishop, and there was a lot of question as to how effective he could be at the time when he was under so much scrutiny and so much questioning for some of the things that were going on behind the scenes. A lot of the talks we had with priests in the diocese, with, you know, other people who were very involved in the Catholic Church here, you know, kind of revolved around that the church is so much more than just the person at in charge. You know, it's made up of so many different unique parishes, so many different unique priests and people who go in. Do you maybe look at the position of bishop a little bit more differently now than maybe it has been in the past, where there are so many more people who want to be involved now than maybe have ever been involved at that level?
Absolutely. We need to get our laity involved in decision-making and again, in the planning. And I was a pastor, as I said, and I've also worked I worked as vicar for the apostolates, which was devoted to the charities and in the schools. All of those, sometimes, you know, as priests, we think we need to be engineers and accountants and CFOs, CEOs, doctors, and psychiatrists, and that's not our function. Our function is to help people come to know the Lord, our Lord Jesus, in their lives. You know, to know the good news and to hopefully bring hope and to help them and to journey with them to accompany them in their relationship, in their journey with Christ. That is foremost what I see as a bishop. We're called to lead, but we lead with the people. And so that's essential. We've got to have people involved with our with our people. When I look at a parish and I see that it might be in trouble or having difficulty, usually it's because the pastor doesn't communicate or talk to the leadership of his parish. And I see as a bishop that on a even higher, you know, sort of a higher view, looking down over the whole diocese. So we've got to involve the people in the decision making, and I intend to do that. You know, I intend to do that. And again, we need another piece to being a bishop these days, though, is what I see as an important part of our ministry is being involved in the healing process. And we can't leave anybody behind. If we're to be looking to the future, we need to look to those who have been hurt, you know, by any kind of criminal act or sexual abuse. They need to be heard. They need to be heard. And I hope that in some way we can bring about that healing. They're a part of the church, and it is important that we reach out to them.
We're speaking with newly appointed Bishop of Buffalo, Michael Fisher. We just saw yesterday down in the Pittsburgh area a lot of consolidation of churches. You know, it's not just the abuse scandal and some of the problems that have resulted with people going to church from that, but also, of course, now with COVID and things being shut down or certainly not able to happen at the scale that they were before, these are problems that the church faces. When you look at that and look at the situation in Buffalo, even though you're just getting here, what is maybe your message to people who are a little bit concerned about maybe the future of their individual parish?
I know that we're hoping to move forward we have to cooperate first with keeping our people safe. You know, that's the number one priority. God willing, you know, the vaccine will be out there and we'll be able to open up more. But I think right now what we need to do is to continue to look at the future and the potential that we have there. Our children are always going to need their education. You know, the needy, those who are hungry, and those who are homeless. We need to help them. We also need to help our parishes become families of faith. And I think it's not work that I can do alone. We have to do it together. And I think the most important thing for us is just to have a sense of hope and embrace the good news of the gospel of Christ. I think knowing that God's presence is in all of our people, there's goodness out there, there's goodwill, and I think there's a willingness on the part of many of our people to try to move ahead with things. And we just have to pray that we get through this pandemic safely. I've buried four of my brother priests in the past year here, so it's a devastating situation. I've seen us sort of in this cocoon, but as we know, butterflies explode out of a cocoon, and we just have to have the faith that is given to us, and to nurture that faith. hopefully with the further healing, we'll be able to bring about an enlivening of our parishes and all that they do. Our faith and our church is so important to our communities, and I think can be a real part of when people begin to again emerge and be more active.
Well, Bishop, we appreciate the time this morning and look forward to catching up, hopefully when you get into town. Best of luck going forward. That's Bishop Michael Fisher, the newly appointed bishop of the Buffalo Catholic Diocese.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.